Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, imagine the US Navy had a craft that could travel underwater and in the even in outer space using a completely new propulsion system. Well, it doesn't, but it has applied for various patents describing such a craft, all of it based on the theoretical work of one man. Brett Tingley is a tech and aerospace writer at thedrive.com, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Brett.
Good morning. It's morning here.
Right. Well, it's afternoon here. Yeah. That's why I said afternoon. Tell us about this one particular chap who has come up with all these innovations.
Sure. His name is Dr. Salvatore Pace. He's an aerospace engineer for the Department of Defense, and he's come up with this theoretical concept for how to generate high energy electromagnetic fields, which he has patented lots of applications for, including the hybrid craft, which you mentioned.
And he says this, the new technology, the propulsion technology, is that what he describes as the PACE effect?
The PACE effect is what enables this propulsion concept. The PACE effect is, he describes it as when you take an electrically charged surface and you vibrate it and you spin it at incredible rates, and it generates these electromagnetic fields that can kind of tamper with the quantum fabric of reality, as he says. And so one of the applications that he has described is lining the outside of an aircraft or an underwater craft with those electrically charged surfaces. And by generating these electromagnetic fields all around that craft, you can essentially push all the air or water out of the way of that craft. It's important to note, though, as you mentioned, it doesn't look like they've built these things yet. These are still highly theoretical concepts.
Right. Okay. But if it was possible to do what he describes, would you be describing a craft that can? There's no speed limit.
In his patent literature, he says that extreme speeds can be achieved using this technology. It's unclear just how fast those speeds are, but it certainly sounds like if they were to build one of these things one day, we would see a completely new paradigm in terms of propulsion.
Right. Okay. Now he himself, who has he worked for before his current employers?
Well, his PhD dissertation was funded by NASA back in the 90s when he was at Case Western Reserve University. He then went on to work for Northrop Grumman, which is a big aerospace and defense contractor here in America, and some point after that he began working for the U.S. Navy as early as 2015 based on the patent documents. And it now appears he's been transferred to either the Air Force or the Space Force. It gets kind of hazy because a lot of Air Force and Space Force commands kind of overlap.
Right, okay. But you have been kind of following this chap for a while now.
Yeah, I've been reporting on it for the past 2 years, and I was even able to correspond with him in late 2019. I got him to answer some emails, and that's when he described his concept as the PACE effect. That's when he actually named it after himself.
Right, okay. And the other scientists, when they read what he's written, is there general agreement that he might be onto something?
It's very mixed. There are a lot of people who have described this as essentially gobbledygook, as nothing but a bunch of technobabble. But there are a lot of theoretical physicists working in this exact same realm. There's some interesting work coming out of the University of Dresden. NASA Eagle Works is working on their infamous EM drive concept, which is very similar. So it's pretty mixed. You know, there are a lot of people working on this in theory and trying to develop working prototypes, but nothing has really generated the amount of thrust or electromagnetic field fluxes as Pace describes yet.
Right. Okay. And as we kind of said earlier, the U.S. Navy that's applied for all these patents?
Correct. It was when he was working at the Naval Air Warfare Center Aircraft Division in Maryland. So all the patents are assigned to the U.S. Navy.
Right. But they also admit that these are patents for things that don't exist. So why take out a patent?
Well, we uncovered a document written by the chief technical logical officer of the Naval Aviation Enterprise. And he says China is working very rapidly on this technology, and the Navy prefers to hold the patent on it rather than paying for it forever in the future. So it seems like there's some sort of technological revolution going on in the background, and that the Navy foresees these concepts as being real in the very near future. And so they want to get ahead of anybody else kind of competing for those same patents.
Right. Okay. It's just so they don't have to be buying these engines from China. Now, have they, as far as you know, put their money where their mouth is? Have they tested any of these concepts in the real world?
Yeah, I've been able to uncover evidence of at least one test. It was a Naval Innovative Science and Engineering experiment, and they built kind of benchtop versions of one of these technologies called the High Energy Electromagnetic Field Generator. It was a very small test, and as far as the test results show, they were not able to prove or disprove the PACE effect. But it does not appear as any more... It does not appear that any more experiments have been conducted, at least from what we've been able to find so far.
Right. Okay. And you don't know if they've made any attempts, or has there, you know, is there even any speculation whether they've attempted to make the kind of fancy spacecraft submarine thing?
I would be highly surprised if they have. I mean, the enabling technology, this high energy electromagnetic field generator, there's no evidence that they've been able to generate the kind of energy from it that they would need to build that craft. But again, we're talking about the Department of Defense here. They only really let you have what you specifically request through the Freedom of Information Act. So there could be something we haven't found yet, but all the evidence suggests these are still highly theoretical.
Right, okay. So, I mean, does that mean you can apply for a patent for anything? You could just make something up and apply for a patent for it?
Not quite. You know, I think the physical system that Dr. Payas patented is very much, somebody could build it right now. The question is, will it do what he says it does? And you can't exactly patent anything. This is a big part of the research we've been doing on this, is finding out, like, how could the Navy patent something that isn't exactly real? But, you know, the lawyers for the Naval Air Warfare Center and the chief technological officer for the Naval Air Warfare Center both told the patent office that these technologies are indeed enabled and operable. We don't know quite what to make of that yet.
Also, the patents mention a space-time modification weapon.
Right.
What does that mean?
I'd like to know myself. That was a little disturbing to find that. There's one mention of that in one slide from the documents that we got through the Freedom of Information Act. But when you obtain documents through the Freedom of Information Act, you're often missing the context. You know, all you have is the raw document. You don't know for who it was made or why it was made. So there's only that one sentence that mentions that this PACE effect could lead to the creation of a space-time modification weapon, which would make the hydrogen bomb look like a firecracker by comparison. You know, we don't know what to make of it. And the Naval Air Warfare Center, they've been pretty tight-lipped on this stuff. So it's hard to know exactly what that means.
But I assume it might be somehow connected with the propulsion system, because doesn't he seem to describe it as it bends the space-time around it or something?
That's right. Dr. Payas says that if you generate these electromagnetic field fluxes at high enough energy levels, that you essentially start toying with the quantum background energy of the universe that's all around us. And doing so can lead to all sorts of crazy effects, he describes. Again, the consensus is kind of mixed out there among all the physicists and scientists we've talked to. Some say, yeah, this might be capable of, you know, leading to these effects if you get enough energy behind it. And others say, you know, this is nothing but science fiction.
Right. Okay. And have they given, has the Defense Department or the Navy given any indication that they're going to be investing more money in these concepts he's designed?
Not officially, no. But there have been lots of rumblings over the past couple of years that there is some sort of technological revolution going on. That's one thing that we work hard at uncovering over at the war zone, is finding out exactly, you know, you can't kind of see into the black world, the classified world, but you can kind of see the outline. You can see the general shapes of some things shaping up. And I think with the creation of the Space Force and some of the previous president's final executive orders that mandated that the Department of Defense start working on miniaturized nuclear reactors, I think we're going to start seeing some very different technologies rolled out by the Department of Defense very soon.
Right. And Salvatore Payas himself, is he kind of in a bunker someplace doing all this work? Or you know, do you know that much about the man himself and where he is?
Yeah, I know he's assigned to a Space Force garrison. It's one that's very geographically separated, though, so it's hard to tell exactly where he is. But he's still working in the Department of Defense somewhere. Maybe Colorado. But I've yet to get any of his public affairs offices to let me actually interview him. So it's hard to know what he's doing and what he's working on right now.
Wow. It's all very kind of strange stuff. Brett, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Brett Tingley there. He's a tech and aerospace writer at thedrive.com. That's our lot for...
Moncrief on News Talk.